The taxi driver didn't even ask where I was going when he saw my suitcase. He just pointed at the back seat, popped the boot, and said one word, Bizerta. The A4 motorway was a straight, olive silver line north, and for almost an hour we just watched the scrubby green hills roll past. I realized about 20 minutes in that I hadn't looked at my phone once. The city was already doing its job. We took the scenic coastal rail line out of Tunis, and then a shared taxi the rest of the way, and I'm fairly sure the driver took the long way around the lake just to show off the bridge. The new one, I mean. The old lifting bridge, the one you see in every photo, is right in the heart of town, and it's the thing I've been thinking about for weeks without really knowing why. A city with a bridge that moves is a city that cares about its water. The heat was there, sure. August in Tunisia doesn't negotiate. But the moment we crossed the channel and rolled into the old port, the air changed. There was a wind cutting straight off the sea, smelling of salt and diesel and fish, and I actually laughed out loud in the back seat. This is the breeziest, least crowded coast I've been on all summer, and it feels like a secret that isn't mine to keep. I checked into Dar El Kasba Bizerta, a tiny Riyadh-looking place tucked against the old town walls. My room is a 2-minute walk from the harbor. The woman at the front desk, who spoke better English than my taxi driver spoke French, gave me a hand-drawn map. She circled three things: the fish market, the Kasbah ramparts, and a cafe in the Andalusian quarter that does a lemonade she swore would save my life. I believed her. The room costs around 150 dinars a night, maybe a bit under, with breakfast. That's not cheap by Tunisian standards, but it's a fraction of what you'd pay for a marina view in the south. For a working port city that most travelers never name, it feels like a bargain. Rent here for a flat is a whole other story, roughly 325 dinars a month for a decent one bedroom, which is about $100. Almost too easy to say out loud. I walked to the view port with no plan. The fish market was winding down, but the quay was still alive. Boats tied up, 3 and 4 deep, and men in rubber boots hosing down the decks while gulls screamed overhead. Guys, let me tell you, the birds are the official greeters of Bizerta. They're relentless. They circle the cafe terraces like they own the canal, and honestly, they might. I sat down at Le Palo, the restaurant with the sea view right on the port. I'd read the name on a map earlier and figured a place called the Palaf, that's been here for decades, is a safe bet. I ordered grilled fish and a salad, nothing fancy, and it came with a wedge of lemon the size of my fist. The bill was about 25 dinars, maybe $8. The view was free, and the breeze meant I didn't even need a cold beer, though I had one anyway, about 3 dinars 50 for a bottle. After lunch, I went looking for the Kasbah. It's this Ottoman citadel sitting on Byzantine foundations, and it guards the old port like it's still expecting a raid. The walk-up is all whitewashed walls and blue doors, the Andalusian quarter they told me about. It's like a miniature Sidi Bou Said, but without the crowds and the souvenir shops. There's a square called Place Sladine Bachucha, and the lemonade cafe was right there. I ordered one, and the woman wasn't wrong. It saved my life. The ramparts are the main event. From the top, you can see the whole spread of the old port, the fishing boats, the cafes, the canal cutting through the middle of town to the sea. Fort d'Espagne is up on the hill opposite, built in the 1570s by a corsair, and it's the best view of the Medina and the industrial port beyond. I didn't make it up there today, but it's on the list for tomorrow. I like having a reason to come back to a place before I've even left it. I met an old man on the ramparts who spoke to me in rapid French and then switched to Arabic when I answered in my broken version. He pointed out over the water and said, Cap Angela, and made a gesture with his hand that said, Absolute Point, the northernmost point of mainland Africa. It's about 30 kilometers from here, and it's just a cliff and a wind, but he was proud of it like he'd built it himself. I told him I'd go. He nodded, like that was the only acceptable answer. Back down in the Medina, I let myself get lost. The streets are named after the guilds that used to work them.
Rue des Forgerons, the blacksmith. Rue des Armuriers, the gunsmith. Rue des Menuisiers, the carpentier.
Nothing fancy, no awnings selling tourist hat, just a working old town. I found a little manhole-sized workshop where a guy was welding something, and the sparks were flying out onto the pavement. He didn't look up. I felt like I was in the heart of something real. I was getting hungry again, which is a dangerous state in Tunisia. I'd been told about a place called Labelbai Jabri, and the name is literally the dish. It's a Labelbai joint in the Redala neighborhood. And if you don't know Labelbai, it's a garlicky chickpea soup poured over stale bread with harissa and olive oil, and if you ask for it, a poached egg on top. It's the national breakfast for a reason, and in Bizerta, they eat it as a sandwich too. I ordered a bowl and a bread roll on the side. Cost me about 4 dinars, just over a dollar. There's a theory in Tunisia that Bizerta has the best Labelbai in the country. I'm not going to argue with it, because I haven't tried every bowl, but this one was a revelation. It's got a smoky heat that gets you right in the back of the throat, and the bread soaks up everything until it's a beautiful, garlicky mess. I ate it on a plastic chair looking at the harbor, and a cat sat 2 meters away, watching my every move with the patience of a professional. The breeze kicked up as evening came. I walked along the canal past the fishing boats, and the sunlight went all golden and long. The lifting bridge was up, and a little tugboat was pushing a barge through the channel. There's a rhythm to this place that's different from Tunis. Slower, but busier in a way. The port is a working one, not a tourist set piece, and the water is what everything revolves around. I ended up at the Festival International de Bizerta. I'd seen posters all week, and I'm told it's the country's second oldest festival after Carthage. It runs all summer in the open-air theater facing the port. Tonight, apparently, there's a Moroccan conductor bringing a participatory crowd-singing concert, though my source is a handwritten flyer on a lamppost, so I'm taking it with a grain of salt. I didn't buy a ticket. I just stood at the back and listened to the sound check, which was just a piano and a man humming a scale. The harbor lights came on, and the cafes filled up with families. A whole generation of kids were running between the tables, and the grown-ups were drinking mint tea and espresso. A coffee here, a cappuccino, is about 2 dinars, which is less than a dollar. A fracasse, the fried roll stuffed with tuna and harissa, is about 5. You could eat and drink your way through a whole evening here for less than the price of a cinema ticket back home. I stopped for mint tea at Hippo Cafe, the one with the patisserie by the port. The waiter was on Italian terms with half the terrace and called me Principessa, which I chose to take as a compliment. The tea came with a single pine nut floating on top, the way it's done here, and the sweetness was so perfect it felt like a lesson in something. Patience, maybe, or just a good recipe. Tomorrow I'll go to Cap Angela and stand on the edge of Africa. And after that, maybe Ichkuil National Park, which is about 30 kilometers away, a lake and marsh that fills with flamingos in winter. Today was about water, though. Bizerta is the only town I know with a canal linking a freshwater lake to the sea, and you feel it in the air. It's a city that's always moving, always breathing. I walked back to Dar El Kasbah as the moon came up over the port. The fish market was dark and the boats were quiet, bobbing gently in the dark. The air was still warm, but the wind had finally gone to sleep. Bizerta, I think, is going to be good to me. There's a calm here that Tunis didn't have, an unhurried confidence. I've got a week here before I start the long crawl down the coast to Djerba, and I think I'm going to use every minute of it. Aslima, Bizerta. See you in the morning.